This display is called Faster, Farther, Deadlier, The New Hunt. When Melville wrote Moby Dick, the steam-powered catcher boat and harpoon cannon had yet to be invented. Aboard the Pequod, harpoons are thrown by hand. Think of the brawny sharpshooters of the crew, Queequeg, Tashtego, and Daegu. But in the latter half of the 19th century, Norwegian whalers introduced cannons, grenades, and shoulder guns that used explosives to fire harpoons.
As he contemplated the future of whale species, Melville could not have imagined how these inventions would modernize commercial whaling and lead to the hunting of whales in unprecedented numbers. In a chapter entitled, "Does the Whale's Magnitude Diminish? Will He Perish?" Ishmael declares that the relatively inefficient nature of whale hunting will save the animals from gradual extinction. In fact, he observes, in 4 years, a whaling crew would be lucky to kill 40 whales. Comparing whales to the bison decimated on the American plains, Ishmael argues that the far different nature of the whale hunt forbids so inglorious an end to the Leviathan.
In one sense, Ishmael's conclusion sounds naive, but in another sense, his very concern with extinction reflects his era's growing environmental awareness. The dwindling populations of North American species, particularly the once abundant passenger pigeon, eventually hunted to extinction, inspired America's early conservation efforts. And in the 20th century, the whale would become a focus of environmental movements worldwide. When Ishmael wonders whether whale species will perish, he acknowledges that natural resources might be limited.